Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Luke chapter 12. We're in the middle of it right now, verses 22 through 48 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, what you will eat, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They don't sow, they don't reap, they have no warehouse or barn, and God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his height? If then you aren't able to do even the least things, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if this is how God clothes the grass in the field, which today exists and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Don't seek what you will eat or what you will drink, neither be anxious, for the nations of the world seek after all these things, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek God's kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have and give gifts to the needy. Make for yourselves purses, which don't grow old, a treasure in the heavens that doesn't fail, where no thief approaches, neither moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your waist be dressed and your lamps burning. Be like men watching for their Lord when he returns from the wedding feast, that when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord will find watching when he comes. Most certainly I tell you that he will dress himself, make them recline, and will come and serve them. They will be blessed if he comes in the second or third watch and finds them so. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him." Peter said to him, "Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everybody?" The Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. Truly I tell you that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My Lord delays his coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants and to eat and drink and to be drunken, then the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he isn't expecting him and in an hour that he doesn't know, and will cut him in two and place his portion with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare nor do what he wanted will be beaten with many stripes. But he who didn't know and did things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. To whomever much is given, of him will much be required. And to whom much was entrusted, of him more will be asked." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do want to be entrusted with more. I want to be entrusted with small things and be faithful in those little things in order to be entrusted with much. Lord, help us to be watching and help our hearts to be prepared for your coming. It's going to happen. And instead of living as if it's not, help us to live as if it is going to happen. And we want you to find us faithful when you come back in the clouds and you gather all your people to yourself. It will be a glorious day, and it helps remind me not to be sad about cloudy days, because it just reminds me that someday you're going to come on the clouds. Lord, thank you for these admonitions or these warnings about how not to be anxious. You have told us that the world eagerly seeks after food, clothing, shelter, and it occupies the minds of those who are in the world. And Lord, I just confess that oftentimes it occupies my mind as well. So please forgive me. Help me to be like to consider the ravens who don't sow and don't reap, and they have no warehouse, but you feed them anyway. And you remind me that even as I worry, I can't not add an inch to my stature. So thank you. And Lord, thank you for helping us to remember to consider the lilies. I have some daylilies in my backyard, and they are so beautiful, and they really just grow and bear fruit. They don't try really hard. This is a good word for me today, Lord, because I am in the middle of a very busy day, and I am a little bit overwhelmed by the task at hand. So Lord, help us all to just place our tasks in your hands and to have a holy rhythm to our day instead of that frenetic activity full of worry and stress. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lisa Bogart. She does write a newsletter every 2 weeks on a Saturday. It is like getting sunshine in your inbox. I would highly encourage you, if you would like to have joyful Saturdays every other week, to subscribe. It's free. You can go to Lisa Bogart. It's LisaBogart.com/pray. And not only will you receive that amazing newsletter every other Saturday, but you will receive some coloring pages. So those of you who like to color will enjoy that. And then she also has a free video just for my listeners about how to jazz up your snail mail. And it's really valuable. And so I think you will enjoy it. And she's just a hoot and a delight. So anyway, Lisa, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you would like to be a sponsor on the show, we do have some slots open in July and August. And so you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.